The film Hope Springs, starring Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones, comes out in theaters tomorrow. WMUK's James Sanford has this review.
For Kay and Arnold Soames, Happily Ever After has turned into something that feels a lot more like humdrum forevermore. As the Omaha couple celebrates their 31st anniversary, Kay, played by Meryl Streep, and Arnold, played by Tommy Lee Jones, are beginning to realize that somehow during the decades they've spent together, they've drifted very far apart.
So what did you guys get each other?
Yeah, 31. What gift is that? Silver, ivory?
Oh, we got each other the new cable subscription.
Oh, great.
It's a lot of channels.
She sells clothes at Coldwater Creek. He's a tax attorney. She silently cooks bacon and eggs while he spends his time reading Golf Magazine and watching videos to help him perfect his putting. They've been sleeping in separate rooms ever since he hurt his back a few years ago. But now Kay is beginning to wonder if they will ever get back together. She says she wants to have a real marriage again. Arnold insists that things have changed and they're not 22 years old anymore. Kay wants to attend intensive couples counseling with therapist and best-selling author Bernard Feld, played by Steve Carell. Although Arnold is not interested at all at first, he joins Kay on a trip to Great Hope Springs in Maine, a hamlet that Arnold notes looks like it was built by Hansel and Gretel.
You think he did it on purpose? Picking the most remote possible. I mean, you're trapped here. It's like Alcatraz.
Oh, well, maybe he just wanted people to have to get away.
Yeah, from what? Cell phone service?
So begins director David Frankel's Hope Springs, a movie that tackles a surprisingly touchy topic in a smart and sensitive way. Vanessa Taylor's screenplay manages to be quite funny without trivializing a serious situation. Kay and Arnold aren't Martha and George in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. They're not constantly at each other's throats or waiting to expose each other's vulnerabilities. They're just a 60-something couple that's become too used to each other, too comfortable with conventionality, and much too accustomed to spending time inside their own shells. At first, it seems Hope Springs is going to be one of those wacky therapy movies, like the unwatchable Robin Williams disaster License to Wed from a few years ago. But Carell actually plays the straight man here. And while the movie is full of humor, the strategies that Feld uses to help Kay and Arnold rediscover that old spark are anything but ridiculous. In fact, this movie might actually save a few marriages.
By taking some time to yourselves, you were able to relate better as a couple.
Streep is sensational, although why would you expect anything less? In a part many actresses might have simply finessed or played with a touch of campiness, she goes for unvarnished honesty, giving us a woman who has slowly lowered her expectations bit by bit over the years and now finds she hasn't got much to look forward to at all. As for Jones, he's equally outstanding, moving beyond the grumpy, tired career man stereotype to find some real suppressed anger and anxiety underneath the Argyle sweaters and well-worn bifocals. He and Streep have the kind of chemistry that makes you believe that they really have spent years together. The way that they exchange glances and read each other's unspoken messages is fascinating and often hilarious. They speak volumes through their quivery hands, awkwardly placed arms, and the multitude of sighs and groans that express every possible kind of exasperation.
I hope you're happy.
The movie is more or less a two-person show with Carell, who's also fine in his own right, very much in a supporting role. Aside from being extremely funny, Hope Springs has almost nothing in common with Streep and Frankel's previous collaboration, The Devil Wears Prada. That was a fun, formulaic comedy. This is a quieter, more complex, and ultimately superior film that seems like a curious choice in the summer schedule. That is, until you see the morning after smile that Streep manages to produce to signal Kay's return to romance. That expression is every bit as dynamic as any explosion in any superhero movie. For WMUK, I'm James Sanford.